he offer back after losing so many one-run games? It's good to get one, isn't it?
Well, we took care of today, and you know, I told him we got to take care of tomorrow. You know, when we get here tomorrow, we got to take care of that day, and you know, can't continue to put pressure on ourselves. The guys got to play, and believe me, the pressure was on our guys again tonight when we were up 7-4 and had a bases loaded with outs, and you know, you could feel it. And I told him we're gonna keep getting in these situations until you can get over the hump. And you know, I thought Jamie came in and did an outstanding job behind, an outstanding job by Maton.
You know, you're talking about pressure. I could almost feel the pressure in the stadium, too, with the fans.
Well, I mean, you know, these kids deserve a better record, because I guarantee if we squeak our way into that conference tournament, nobody's going to want to play us, because they know all these series that we've had games won on the road, at home, and we just didn't finish it off. And I mean, we're as good as anybody in the conference, and our record don't show it, but our guys believe that, you know, and it's just a matter of finishing some games off, and we did that tonight.
You know, I still have to thank Jamie Gilley. He's the MVP tonight. He comes in with the bases loaded, you know, and it was like a 3 or 4 run game at that particular time, 3 run lead, I think it was. Of course, he picks up his first save, but he strikes out the first two batters, gets the third one to fly out to right field. He has to be the MVP as far as the Bulldogs are concerned.
I'd give co-MVPs. Brashawn, that 3-run homer in the first half.
Yeah, I was starting to think about that, too.
He said, you know, I ain't going to let that little left fielder catch another one. And he hit it, and he almost, the wind's not blowing in 10 to 15 miles an hour. He has a grand slam.
Oh, yeah.
On his next at-bat, he could have had 7 ribbies in 2 at-bats, and he drove that run in. He had 4 runs driven in, but Jamie really clutched up for us. And you know, he's done that a lot this year. He's done that a lot in key situations. And, you know, his changeup was good. His curveball was good tonight. He located his fastball. And he got through that jam in the eighth. And then we got a couple insurance runs.
Oh, yeah. How about that, huh?
turn Tay loose with the infield in, 3-0 count, and second and third. And, hey, I want him swinging it. If we got a chance to swing it, and they go groove a 3-0 pitch. And he drove it right through the middle. That was a huge hit right there. Don't get that deal.
That's right. And, you know, talk about Phil Maton. Maton, you know, a young freshman, but as you say, he is really a guy that loves to compete out on the mound.
I don't know. Is there anything such as an old freshman day?
Well, I guess so. He's already had, what, 9 starts now.
Yeah, he's, you know, like I said before the game, even if he doesn't have his best stuff, he competes. And today, I mean, you even mentioned to me a little while ago before we got on the air that he wasn't as sharp as he was at New Mexico State. I mean, he was devastating at New Mexico State.
Oh, he was.
You know, he and Jeb have been pitching like that for a while now. We're gonna send Turtle out there tomorrow. Peterson, he's itching to get back on that mound and see what he can give us. And, you know, we got a good bullpen behind him. So we got to work to take the series.